Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs. Again, my name is Jeffrey Davis, and I'm the host of Radio Entrepreneurs. Host of Radio Entrepreneurs when we're taping, and when we're not taping, I am CEO and founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm working with firms in transition during these tough times. We've been around since 1985. Our next guest on Radio Entrepreneurs, something a little different twist, something I deal with every day. We're going to speak with John Zwetschgenbaum, a.k.a. Dr. Z, founder of Asthma and Allergy Physicians of Rhode Island. Welcome, John.
Thank you.
So, every morning I wake up, I feel like the song I was just listening to. You know, every morning when I wake up, if you know that song, if you're a little bit older, and I'm pumping myself with different allergy and asthma medicines so that I can cope with the day. So why don't you talk to us a little bit about what you do and what you're seeing from people?
Well, that's interesting because you shouldn't be doing that. Okay. So the first thing is you asked me how I became an allergist. And I had really bad asthma as a kid. I mean, asthma was my life. I was at the doctor's weekly. I had the biggest folder. My father had it bigger than I had it bigger than my dad, but he started it. And I went to this allergist who was way ahead of his time. We would go all the way up to Boston, this Bernie Berman. And it was because of him that I became an allergist. And until my 20s, I just, everything I did was related to my asthma, and how far I ran was until my brother Mark had the same problem, is I would suck on my inhaler, colds would go to my chest, I missed everything. And then I went to Denver, it's a big center for asthma called National Jewish Center for Immunology and Respiratory Medicine, now it's called National Health. And within 4 months of being there, my asthma went away. And it was incredible. And so when I came back, obviously I learned what was the reason. I started myself on the shots or immunotherapy. We actually do something called sublingual immunotherapy now in my office. I'm the only one in New England that does it, or one of the few, where you can desensitize with drops under your tongue instead of doing the needles. And it works better for mold allergies. So because of that, suddenly where I used to know when my patients would call because my allergies are like you, I'm in remission. And so because of Dr. Berman and my mentors at my training, I became very interested in research because that was the way that I would know how to help my patients. So I started my own practice literally with just one chart at a time. We have like 80,000 now and three locations. And I have always been passionate about my patients and helping them because I understand how they feel. But what's interesting is that I'm always trying to evolve and change. Doing clinical trials has helped me understand things because my mentors were always the people who would tell me, based on this trial, and Dr. Berman was doing research, and it was because of him, he would tell me things that later on in medical school, they were talking about years later. So he was on top of things years later, and seeing that, I recognized that doing the clinical trials, I really got to see what's going on without the bogus stuff the drug reps are trying to sell you. And now, in addition to helping my allergy and asthma patients, I'm seeing the next direction. And someone was asking me about COVID, and I'm seeing it more because of COVID. COVID is making us more interested in being proactive about our health. And what I'm recognizing, and you're seeing why Americans are so much sicker than other people, and that's because the way we treat diseases and the American lifestyle is making us unhealthy. And what we need to do is get back to nature in a lot of ways. So I've become interested in really an extension to help my allergy patients and who I'm seeing with chronic disease is functional medicine. And it all stems from the gut. And even the allergy literature is learning now that food allergies and allergies are on the rise because of the change in what we call our microbiome. You hear that word a lot. It plays a role because the cells, these organisms, communicate with our immune system that plays a role with our allergies, our asthma, and in fact, inflammatory bowel disease, arthritis, heart disease. It's all inflammation. And it's a lot has to do with our diet, our lifestyle, the chemicals we're exposed to, and having a healthy gut, being exposed to really healthy soil. They're now showing the unhealthy microbiome is linked to asthma as a child. All those antibiotics are playing a role. And that's where my next step in helping my patients. And it's incredible. I just had one patient who said to me, it was really exciting. He's been in my program for 2 months and he has severe diabetes. He can't stand on his feet. He's in a lot of pain. He has heart disease, et cetera. And he's already getting off his insulin. He's off his heart meds. And he said for the first time in years, he's been able to stand for 3 hours to fish. And another one with inflammatory bowel disease. So allergies and the rising allergies are the tip of the iceberg. Just like rashes, heart disease, everything we're seeing has to do with inflammation that's driving. And the key is to start going back at what's causing it. But unfortunately, the approach in America is departmentalizing and disease specific. So we're always taught, learn about hypertension, give the right meds, what meds to give for heart disease, lipid, diabetes, instead of looking at what's together that's triggering it. Does that make sense?
Absolutely. And I assume you're also looking at the diet of your clients. Is that correct?
Oh yeah. Changing the diet is key. It's really cleaning up the diet. We're removing inflammatory foods because it's the inflammation. You're getting rid of processed foods, getting rid of all that junk. I mean, people don't realize that the things that we love and you watch, you know, the advertisements during a football game, the scientists spend so much time learning the right amount of salt and the right amount of sugar to make you addicted to it so you can't just have one. And it's all the opposite. It's almost like they own the drug companies so they can work together. But allergies too. I mean, the thing with you is that you think about getting up every day and thinking about what medication to make you help you make it through the day. But what if you didn't have to think about allergies? Because allergies are a breakdown in tolerance. So if you can bring back your immune tolerance and feel normal. So now I run. And I don't think of need an inhaler. I have a convertible and a dog.
I have all those things as well. I don't take, I'm not that heavy. I drive a convertible and I have a dog. I sleep with the dog, unlike somebody, you know.
Same here. We're making up for lost time.
I'm not taking the dog out of my bed.
No. Neither is half my patients.
He thinks it's his bed and that I'm in it.
Right. I have the same problem. I'm over in the corner in a king-size bed with a little Shih Tzu who keeps pushing me over and over. And God forbid I should move her.
Nobody's pushing me. I'm getting spooned. Is there a typical client? You have three offices. So I didn't know if when you started out, if you thought you were going to be, let's say, a serial entrepreneur like this. Was that a big change for you also?
Maybe it's the business and the family. And I had to start, believe it or not, with two locations. Because when I came to Rhode Island, I wanted to come home where I'm from, like every other Rhode Islander. And believe it or not, Mark keeps talking about moving back to Rhode Island. It's the thing we have in the state. And to get on one of the insurance plans, I had to have another office. So that's when I was in Providence and I went to initially Woonsocket. Now we're in Lincoln, East Providence, and Warwick. And my typical patient is from now 6 months to 95. We see a lot of allergies and asthma. We see a lot of chronic sinusitis. Lately, I'm seeing a lot of food sensitivity, food allergy, GI issues and hives, chronic sinusitis, asthma, of course, and anything where people think it might be an allergy. But what I'm seeing more compared to 20 years ago are allergic reactions. More and more people are reacting to their environment than never did before. That's what I'm seeing a lot of itching. Itching is big. There's nothing more miserable than, worse than not being able to breathe.
I have a friend that's itching and scratching all the time.
Oh, it's awful. It's worse than anything because you just can never sleep.
Right, right. That's what I've heard. That's pretty awful. And where are your locations?
So I'm in Lincoln, Rhode Island. I don't know. It's pretty close. It's right off 295. Honestly, it's right near, it's 10 minutes from Attleboro. And I'm in Warwick, right off the highway, which is middle south Rhode Island, right off the highway. And then I'm in East Providence, which is right over the bridge from Providence. It seems like many of the doctors have moved over the bridge. So I have a lot of patients in southeastern the Bay Area, Seekonk, Somerset, all the way to Fall River or further, that part of the state. It's just in Rhode Island, people don't like to drive. And it's a little better because there's less traffic now, but we've had to adjust to social distancing for the allergy shot patients. They actually have to check in, wait in their car, get picked up. You know, we watch, monitor them in their cars. So we've really had to make a lot of changes for COVID. If you saw me, right, people saw me, they would see I'm in a yellow gown right now from my PPE. I have my mask and my shield, but we're also doing telemedicine, which has been really good. But the problem with telemedicine is it's all governed by the insurance companies. So while people on TV hear about Teladoc, for the regular doctors, it's all based on when the insurance companies are going to stop covering it or not. But it's been helping our patients, and I hope it stays.
So, if John, if somebody, you know, we don't have always a lot of time, and I find this topic to be so interesting, I wanted to ask you so many more questions. I didn't even get a chance. If someone did want to find you, is there a place on the internet or the web
Yes.
that they can look you up?
You can look my name up. But if you go to allergyri.com, Allergy Rhode Island, allergyri.com, that's a good way to get to us. That's our website.
Well, we've been speaking with John Zwetschgenbaum, a.k.a. Dr. Z, founder of Asthma and Allergy Physicians of Rhode Island. And I'm sure you take patients from here in Massachusetts as well, anywhere.
All the time.
I know your brother drives down and gets advice from you all the time. And that is the fabulous Mark Z, our regular co-host on Radio Entrepreneurs. And
the nicest guy in the world. He really is.
Wow, and that's his brother talking.
Yes, that's one thing I have to say about him.
Yeah.
Even when he drives me crazy, Mark is the nicest person. He has the biggest heart, bigger than mine.
He's both. He drives you crazy and he's the biggest heart.
Yes, so, exactly. That's why we put up with him.
I want to thank you for being on Radio Entrepreneurs. Maybe you'll come back.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Entrepreneurs can continue to get healthy. Remind everyone, this is Radio Entrepreneurs. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.